there are few sounds from the television culture of American childhood past that are quite as familiar as this. Just take it from Eve Check.
I'd know that lassie bark anywhere. I must confess from the outset that I'm an unabashed, unapologetic, totally loyal lassie fan. In fact, just put me in the vicinity of any collie, and all of my adult reserves melt away, and I am 10 years old again, being walked to the one-room school that I attended in rural Wisconsin by a real-life working collie named Laddie, who took time off from his chores, herding the cows on the family dairy farm, to see us children safely to school. And at the end of each day, I would watch as Laddie came bounding across the fields to meet us and walk us home again. 50 years ago this month, in 1954, the Lassie Show premiered on television. Over the next 2 decades, Lassie would become one of the most familiar and successful of all family television programs, and today it's still being shown in reruns. In the late 1940s, before the advent of television, Lassie was on the radio, and before that, beginning in 1943, Lassie was the star of a number of feature films, including the famous Lassie Come Home, which catapulted her into the hearts of us all and effectively saved the rough collie breed from obscurity. The movie starred 2 child actors who would go on to harvest their own shares of fame, Elizabeth Taylor and Roddy McDowell. The Lassie in this movie was named Pal and was played by a male collie, as all of Lassie's successors have been. But the Lassie stories really began in 1938, when the British writer Eric Knight published a short story in the Saturday Evening Post, which would grow into the novel Lassie Come Home in 1940. In a world at war, it's not surprising that people would cling to the hope that Lassie represents. And we certainly have not outgrown her promise in the half-century that has followed, that we never really do lose that beloved, courageous, self-sacrificing, utterly true part of our childhoods in which Lassie will always come home.